Becoming a lawyer is a very complicated process in New York and complicated in many ways. Today, there's a college degree and then time in law school to get a law degree. Then it's the dreaded bar exam. Once it has passed, the next stage is the intrusive and detailed process of seeking admission. That's where question 34 comes into play. One of many questions asked of prospective lawyers, and they must answer. Melinda Saran is Vice Dean for Social Justice Initiatives at UB Law School and an opponent of the question and part of a State Bar Association working group. Saran details the question.
Do you currently have any condition or impairment, including but not limited to a mental, emotional, psychiatric, nervous, or behavioral disorder or condition, or an alcohol, drug, or other substance abuse condition or impairment, or gambling addiction, which in any way impairs or limits your ability to practice law?
Clearly, that's a potential violation of privacy laws and rules. Saran says it's not clear how many admit to a problem and what the court system does if someone says there is a problem. Faced with a question like that, does everyone answer truthfully? The law school official says there are occasions when a newly minted lawyer is caught lying on one of the many questions and is quickly disbarred. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.